This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners.
Skies of blue.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. You'll be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here to answer all your gardening questions and help you out the best we can. We have Debbie still on the line. Sorry about that, Debbie. We're running into the break, but I'm glad you hung on and we can help you out a little more.
I've been listening to your father's show since it started, and I'm willing to hang on. My second question was in regards to several sunset maples.
Okay.
That I have. They're way too dense.
Okay.
I'm wondering, I wanted your opinion on this. Should I get an arborist out and kind of skeletonize the trees?
Well, yeah, so there's...
They are gorgeous.
Yeah, so there's a couple things you can be doing when it comes to a tree like that if you have, you know, we'll call it issues, but if you have any problems with something along those lines. What I would look at doing is obviously having an arborist do this, but looking for any of the crossing branches, any of the branches that are rubbing up against each other or
I do have some of that.
So those branches are more likely to create, hold pathogens or diseases or insects in that area. Where they're rubbing up against each other, because over time, when the tree moves, if they're not fused together, which is, you know, most likely they aren't, they rub up against each other and open up the bark, the skin, if you will,
yeah.
And allows any of the pathogens to come in and starts to push through that way, and it's an easier access for insects and disease. So anytime I see some plants that have rubbing branches like that, I like to get rid of one of them. I take a look at it and say, all right, if I cut this one, there's going to be a hole here, but if I cut this one, there's going to be a hole on the inside to let some of that air, so I'm going to go with that one. If they're real big trees,
they're about 25 feet tall.
Yeah, so that might be something where an arborist is going to be the best to do it for you. A lot of times, what the arborists like to do is they like to cut trees like that in the early spring or in the fall when the leaves have fallen. A couple reasons. They can see where they're going in the tree, especially if they're climbing around. But you'll be able to see a little bit more of the branching. That being said, knowing where the branching goes and seeing how the leaves fill out in some of it, they should be able to still do it at this time. They're not going to say, oh, I have to wait until fall. They'd be willing to do tree work for anyone. But like I said, the crossing branches, any of the branches that are just going in the middle of the tree, because you want to allow some airflow to go through. That will help.
That was my concern.
Well, the airflow helps the plant breathe a little bit more. That's not going to just create like a sail when it, you know, move with heavy winds, etc. It'll allow some of that wind to go through. You'll still have the movement with heavy winds, but it might not be as much for the plant itself.
Okay. I think I will hire an arborist.
I think it's the, when you're getting into, you know, a tree that's 10 to 15 tall, not a big deal. You know, usually. But something when it gets into the 20s, 25-foot range, that's when it gets a little bit, you know, you get a little nervous when you're cutting something. And especially have somebody who does this for a living, they're going to know, okay, I know I'm going to cut this one, this one, this one, and it's going to look good when it comes out.
Okay. So just don't let it go natural.
You know, you could let it go natural, but I like to help it out a little bit, keep the longevity of the tree by doing what you can to cut back some of the areas that it could be affected.
Okay.
Okay.
Patrick, thank you so much for all your information.
No problem.
Keep up the good work.
We'll try. We're going to keep on going here. So
you're doing good.
Thank you.
Good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. A Espoma organic potting mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try a Espoma organic potting mix indoors and out for all potted flowers and vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. We're going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill in Minnesota.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a problem planting sweet peas this year. I've planted them 3 times, and I get 3 out of 50 that sprout and grow.
All right.
When I dig down, there's no sign of the pea that I put in. There's no holes where the birds are digging them out. So I'm wondering what's eating them.
So they're, how deep are you planting them?
About an inch, maybe 2 at the most.
Okay. What could be, one of the things that could be happening is if you're putting them in there with the heavy water, some of that soil could go down a little bit, rising it up a little bit. Maybe part of it. That's weird that they're not even there. And there's no tunnels around it, so, you know, you can rule out, you know, the tunneling type nuisance type pests like the moles or voles. And they're going to go for a root system more than they would go for a seed itself. But I'm just wondering if when it's in Minnesota, do you guys get a lot of the heavy rains like we've been, like we did this spring here in New England?
Well, no, not really.
Okay.
Because I didn't put them in early. I mean, they're, you know, I put them in here maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
We didn't have the heavy rains that you guys had. We had enough rain. I mean, it was constant, but it wasn't heavy.
So what I'm thinking, and hear me out on this one, is sometimes when you water a plant or it gets too much rain, and say it's like an inch down, the soil, that water will push down some of the soil, and you'll notice like rocks or smaller bits when it's just soil coming to the top. And what I'm thinking is the, you know, not the heavy rain, but the consistent rain that we had could have pushed the seeds up a little bit more from the ground in certain areas, and the seed popped up on the ground, and a bird could have gotten it at that point. I'm just wondering if that's the case. What I could suggest to you to try and keep them in there so nothing's coming from above is when you plant it, grab some like salt marsh hay or the different products out there that you can put like a straw that doesn't create weed seeds. Put it over the top of it.
Okay.
It's going to cover it from anything that could be coming from above. Say it's coming from above and the water is the case where it's pushing it up from the ground.
Right.
It's going to make it so the birds can't even see it. They can't see the seed. They're not looking for it. It's, you know, the ground hasn't been raised in any fashion in that area after you seeded. Like, it wasn't like, you're not noticing like that there's, I mean, you would have seen the tunnels. I'm kind of baffled at what's going.
There's no tunnels. There's no holes like the birds are, you know, digging them out or, you know, picking them out.
Well, so that's why I'm wondering if it's with the, you know, the constant rain that it's pushing the seed up from the soil a little bit.
Out of the ground.
Out of the ground. I don't know. That just kind of seems what I'm thinking. The other thing you could do is...
I have seen that, but not a lot this year. I've seen that in the past where they just pop right up like a bobber.
Yeah, and that's kind of where my head's saying it's at. One of the things you could do is try to get some of the grow pots and maybe do it in like a windowsill so you're not seeing those seeds disappear. The birds can't get in to the house. And try it that way to get it started a little bit so you get some sprouts and then transplant them in. You know, if I'm thinking it's one or the other.
We just did that on our planting yesterday.
Okay. That's what I kind of look at, but I think it might have something to do with the water.
Okay.
That's my best guess at this point.
Okay.
All right, Bill?
All righty. Thank you much. Good. Have a good day.
You too. Good luck.
Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break, then we'll be back to answer more of your gardening questions. And so give us a call, get on the line here, and we'll help you out.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I'm going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Maryland and New Hampshire.
Maryland, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you. I heard a lady the last hour, she was talking about, what do you call it when it's not liquid, it's a pellet?
The fertilizer?
Yeah.
Yep.
I recently sent for some zoysia grass. It arrived yesterday, and I'm starting to plant it. It'll take like a month and a half before I know if this was a good idea or not.
Yeah.
And when I talked with them on the phone to order it, they said that the granules may burn the roots, and they recommended a liquid fertilizer, and they got one formulated, and it's made by the Shelburne Company in Maryland, Taneytown. And I got this package, and it's sort of, it feels like it's a powder. I haven't opened it yet.
Yep.
And you mix it with water, and it's an 11-48-5.
Okay.
That's the mix.
Yep. And so that's kind of like a very heavy starter fertilizer.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So the one of the reasons why they're saying it with that is it probably came bare root. It wasn't plugs, was it, the zoysia grass?
I got the sheets.
Okay, so it was little plugs or...
Well,
like, is there some soil attached? Or?
You can get them in the plugs or they send you a sheet of the grass and you cut it up and transplant it.
All right, so so depending upon the granular form, it can, you know, burn it on something like that, especially when it's thin, very thin like that.
Yeah.
So a lot of the starter fertilizers that you put down, you know, there's no root system right away, you know, like a garden.
Oh, well,
like
they mailed me the roots.
No, I understand that. So what I'm saying is other grasses.
Yeah.
when you start them, they're from seed. So there's no roots. So the granular form is going to break down over time, and it's all going to work together. Whereas if you put a granular form sometimes where the roots are very exposed like that, it'll definitely burn the roots.
Right.
So that liquid formulation is a good one for you to use when you're putting it down and putting it in the areas. So they consider it like a, it's like a powder. So you mix that with water. Follow the instructions to a T on that.
Right.
And then water everything in. What I would also suggest doing, and I suggest this to anybody who's fertilizing, I like to water the plant or whatever you're putting in first. Okay? If the plant needs water, in I picture it like a hanging basket when a hanging basket is dry. When a hanging basket is dry and you water it, the water runs right through the bottom of the hanging basket, and most of the water you put in there just went right through. Now, picture that with the fertilizer that you put in there. All that fertilizer is just running right through, right? So I like to water first so the plant is has absorbed some of the water, and that way when you fertilize with the water, it'll slowly seep in, giving the root system a little bit more time to try to absorb some of that fertilizer instead of it just going right through. So when you plant and you use that that powder, I want you to water everything in first and then use the fertilizer.
Yes, I read the directions. And the only other time I was instructed to do that was when I planted the tubers of a rose bush that I got. They wanted, you know, like you dig out the area and they wanted you to put, you know, so many gallons of water into the area before you put the plant in.
I like to do that a lot of times if I'm if I'm using fresh soil as well. It just helps keep, you know, the capillary action that you want to happen because if you just put the soil in, put the plant in, and then water.
Right, and that's what the directions were for the zoysia grass. They want you to, you know, like each time you transplant and put a plug in where you choose to put it, you know, you dig up the soil. They want you to water it and then put the plant and then put the dirt around it and then water it again.
Exactly. And that's helping to allow the capillary action to exist later on in long term for you. So all right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn. Have a great day.
Yes, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to be right back. Our phone number, 855-660-4261.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Speaking at a rally in the Mexican border town of Tijuana Saturday, the Mexican president applauds the deal with the United States that's averting tariffs that had been threatened by President Trump. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador saying he was celebrating the end of what he called a very awkward and difficult situation. The tariff threat was ended on Saturday when a deal was struck that will see Mexico do more to stop the flow of migrants towards the southern U.S. border. Former VP Joe Biden still leading the pack of Democrats running for the White House, the favorite of 24% in the Des Moines Register MediaCom CNN Iowa poll. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders next with 16%. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so give us a call. And we're going to go right back into the phone line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Massachusetts.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
What I was calling about was I have... I had a holly bush in my front yard for years, and it's really big, and it never got any berries. So I went to the garden center. I clipped a little twig off, and I brought it there, and he said, "So you're not going to get berries, so you don't have two plants, and this one's a male." So I found a small one, like a one-gallon bucket, and I put it in the ground. It was in the fall. And then this spring, it really looks awful. I did put Hollytone in it this spring, and I watered it a lot, and we got a lot of rain, too. And I have some branches growing out the bottom, but most of the top is, like, all dead. It looks awful. And I was thinking, should I cut off all the dead stuff and see if the live stuff will grow, or just leave it the way it is?
Well, so what I'd like to see you do, some of those, brown dead spots, scratch under the bark. And see if any of it's green underneath. Okay, sometimes at this point it should start turning around if it was going to be good. But scratch the bark and see if it's green underneath. If you see some green underneath, then you're going to notice that, you know, that part is living. So maybe it's taking, you know, the brown leaves off, maybe cutting it back just a little bit. Okay, the other reason why I want you to look and see if it's, you know, green or brown. So the brown will tell you it's dead underneath.
Yeah.
You're going to look at that, and you're going to be able to see where is what's living and what's dead. Because if you just cut to a certain point and it's still dead underneath to a point, that area is not going to do anything for you. So I want you to be able to see where the dead part is and the living part is to be able to cut back to that area to make it get bushy again. Okay.
Okay.
A lot of times when it's dead, there's a discoloration between the stem of where it's good and bad tissue. You once you really look into it, you'll understand what I mean. You'll be able to see it easily. There's almost going to be like a line at a certain area. It's not going to be a perfect circle. It might be, you know, all different shape, the way it goes, squiggly type line. But you're going to notice the difference between where it's viable tissue and not viable tissue. And you're going to cut below the, a little bit below where it starts to be viable tissue.
Okay. Should I put the Holytone on it probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago? Should I put it on there again?
No, so the Holytone is a season-long fertilizer. Okay, so that one is one that you only do once in the spring, and then in the fall you'll do it half the rate. So what I'd like to see you do is actually maybe look at a liquid fertilizer, something that has a heavier middle number, maybe like a 5-10-5 or a 10-20-10, something along those lines that's a liquid starter type fertilizer. That middle number is going to help promote root growth, and it's also going to help eventually, once it helps develop that root growth, it's going to develop shoots and the blooms that create the berries later on. That's why it's, you know, the liquid formulation for that is the best way to do it during the season versus just doing the granular form.
Okay. I read somewhere that some plants don't like the that liquid fertilizer on the leaves. Should I try to avoid the leaves?
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you're fertilizing, I like to make sure it goes into the soil. I don't like to go over the top of it. Two reasons. One, water sitting on top of it gets sunny, can create sunspots. But imagine if it has, you know, a fertilizer in it, it's going to have some types of burn on there. It's not going to just be sunspots where it'll come back. It'll be burn spots where it won't come back, and it could affect the whole plant. So that's why I like to, you know, fertilize from below. Underneath the leaves the best you can. Again, I'd like to see you water it first. Water the holly before you put the fertilizer in. Allow the water to absorb, then fertilize, so that way that liquid will slowly seep into the plant versus going right through, say it were dry or something like that.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty, sounds
good. Alrighty, good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Are deer and rabbits eating your prized vegetables and flowers? These animals can destroy a season's worth of hard work in one night. Bonite has the answer. All-natural go-away deer and rabbit repellent can help save your flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, including fruit trees, and these nuisance pests. All-natural go-away can be applied directly to plants you want to protect and keep animals from eating them for up to 45 days. Go-away liquid can be applied directly to vegetables and fruit to protect up to the day you want to harvest them. Go-away also comes in a granule that lets you create a barrier around your garden and protect your landscape plants for up to 2 months. Bonite products are family-made in America. Bonide's go-away repellents are available at these fine retailers. You can find them at Wyman's Nursery in Hanson, Massachusetts, Jerry's Paint and Hardware in Narragansett, Rhode Island, and Interstate Building Supply in Southwick, Massachusetts. Or visit bonide.com to find a dealer near you. All right. We're going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Ann in Cape Cod.
Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. Last June, I planted 5 Lakotos.
Okay.
And this June, they have some brown spots on some of the leaves to the point where some of the leaves have actually fallen on the ground.
Yep.
Excuse me. I did fertilize them when I fertilized everything else a couple of months ago with the Holytone. And so I don't know what to do now, if I should remove all those leaves or... But there's new growth. I mean, the plants other than the brown look relatively healthy. It's not being eaten. It's a brown spot in the leaf.
Yeah, so that sounds like a lot of winter damage. It's happened with a lot of other evergreen shrubs and trees this year. So any of those brown spots or brown leaves that are, you know, more brown than green, definitely take them off. I'd like to have you maybe put a liquid fertilizer onto the plant after, you know, you've already put the holly tone down. At this point, maybe a liquid fertilizer will help just rejuvenate it a little bit. The liquid fertilizer is ready to go as soon as it hits the root system. It's being absorbed, where a granular form has to break down a little bit. So I like the granular form for the long term of the for the season. It helps with the season. It will slowly you know, release some of its fertilizer. Whereas the liquid fertilizer is instant. And so we're looking to, you know, get a little bit more to the plant a little quicker. So a liquid fertilizer, you know, you could use like a 10-10-10 liquid fertilizer. Bonide has a few of those. You could use like a Neptune's Harvest fertilizer. Okay. That's a good one to be using. Yeah. Or any of the liquid fertilizers, just to give it a little something back to help it out. But any of the brown, like I said, that you're seeing maybe that's more brown on the leaf than green, or, you know, depending upon the Lakothway that you have, some of them have that rainbow color. But
it hits the rainbow color.
So you, more if it's more brown than those other colors, then, you know, the leaf might not be worth keeping on it. Take a look and see if it's all in one area, if it's all over, and if you wanted to.
It's all over the five of them.
So I'd definitely try to spot treat by picking off some of those leaves and getting rid of them. You know, throw them in the compost. This isn't a, like a fungus or a disease. This is winter damage. So putting
it
these leaves.
It isn't a fungus. Okay.
No, it's. I'm seeing it on a lot of evergreens everywhere. At my parents' house in Maine, in their backyard, there's a rhododendron that has been there since the 90s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of them, actually. They're in a protected area. One of the rhododendrons this winter, from the winter, died. The one directly next to it is fine. So it's a random winter this year, and so I'm seeing it on a lot of evergreens that it doesn't matter if it's new, old, etc. It's having some problems like this. So that's why I bring that up. It's not the plant. It's not a disease. It's winter damage.
So would it be a good idea to put a treatment on it, like saying before we go into the winter next year?
Yeah. So what I'd
like an anti-desiccant.
Yeah, exactly. So wilt proof, wilt stop.
Wilt proof. Right.
Yeah. Any evergreen except for like a blue spruce variety.
Right.
Anything that has like that blue tint to it, you wouldn't spray. But everything else that's evergreen, I would definitely spray this winter. The other thing is too is when spraying it in November isn't just enough. The past 2 years, you know, if the trend continues, we have this little warm up in January, mid to end of January, where we get some temperatures that are over 40 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Might sound funny, but that's when you need to spray again for a couple, because so that was first 2 months, say you do it in November. You got all of November, all of December, and January, where it's protected. Gets warm again, the sun comes out, it's at a different angle at this point. It's starting to rise a little bit versus, you know, going, you know, it's getting a little bit warmer. But the past couple of years, we haven't had a lot of snow. We haven't had a lot of cold. So we need to do something to protect it. So in that, when that warm-up happens at the end of January, beginning of February, reapplying that anti-desiccant would be very beneficial for any of your evergreens.
Now, what about putting protolyzer on them?
That would definitely be awesome to do. That protolyzer you can use if something's stressed out and seems like the plants might be a little stressed out. You can use every 2 weeks, and that's going to really help the root system and really help build it up and make it stronger.
Would you do both?
You could actually do both, because
protolyzer and the
Yes, because
the protolyzer and the protolyzer.
So protolyzer isn't a fertilizer like your liquid fertilizer that you would put down.
Right.
Protolyzer works together with the fertilizer and works together with the plant to help make that more readily available and help the organic matter in the soil more active, etc. So they're doing two separate things, but they work together in a great symmetry to make things work for you. So using the protolyzer as well is definitely something to look at for any of the winter damage that you've seen.
And then space it out, like maybe do one week and the other the next week?
You don't have to do it that way. You could almost do it at the same time,
not in the same water, but
on the same watering can. You know, what I would maybe do is have, you know, water the liquid fertilizer in, and then maybe like 20 minutes to a half hour later, put the liquid protolyzer in, you know, that type of thing. But they can work together, and I wouldn't wait like a week. I would definitely wait maybe half hour max.
How often should I do the liquid fertilizer?
So I would do it, it's usually every 2 to 3 weeks. Do it for, you know, just maybe 3 or 4 applications just to really help it get back, because it has been pretty stressed out from the winter kill.
Exactly.
All righty.
Okay, Patrick, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good
luck.
I really appreciate your
help. No problem.
I need it.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You also.
Bye-bye. We're going to be right back. We'll answer more of your questions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill.
That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I'm going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Julie in Pennsylvania.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm fine, and thank you so much for your time.
No
problem. I have two questions, one about lilac, one about cactus. Now,
okay.
I have a 5.5-foot lilac bush. It's deep purple, if that matters at all.
Okay.
And it's at least 60 years old. And basically, I've just been keeping it down to 5.5 feet, but I'm not getting many blooms. So when is the best, how aggressive should I be in pruning it, and what's the best time?
So the best time to prune a lilac is after it flowers.
Okay,
so once it's done flowering, that's when you would prune it to cut it back. Cutting back some of the growth maybe by like a third, waiting for maybe... The other thing, too, is let some of the new growth pop up afterwards. Because usually what will happen is it will go to flower, then new growth will start to show. Some of that new growth, cutting it by a third. Not cutting it after, like, the middle of July. The middle of July, when it gets real hot, can stress the plant out, dehydrate the plant. You know, an open wound like that is pulling moisture out. So when it's too hot is not a good thing to be doing. But the rule of thumb is to be after it flowers.
Okay. Now, if I'm not being too fussy about getting flowers next year, I've gotten used to only getting like two or three.
Yeah.
If I cut it down like a third,
yep,
I don't expect a whole bunch of flowers next year.
Yep.
Would that be okay?
That would be fine. It's just what I'd like to see you do is cut it by a third where the plant is green or has, you know, some leaf structure to it. If you cut the plant by a third and it goes into the center of the plant where it's more woody structured, you're not seeing as many leaves.
Right.
You might not have good results with it. So I like to look at it more of the green leaf or the growth, that you know, viable growth, cutting that part by a third, not just the whole plant by a third.
Okay, thank you. Now, my second question is, concerning a cactus that's out all year long, winter, summer, you know, whole thing. This, somebody gave it to me, maybe 15 years ago or something. It is the type of cactus that it basically went into one long stem, which is probably about 5 feet tall now, and 1.5 to 2 inches in diameter. And then little things come out, and like little maybe inch, half-inch things shoot out from the sides sometimes. And then sometimes those get little things. But it's basically an upright plant, and the whole middle, there's nothing. The bottom, there's new growth starting, and the very top, there's new growth. Now, if I cut that off at an appropriate place, how do I treat the cut end on the remaining plant?
Now the top of the where you cut it, and so the plant that's there. So they have some pruning sealer, but the problem with a pruning sealer is a lot of it's black. It's like a black tar.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have this nice green plant with a black top on it. So there's not a lot you can do to cover it. What I'd like to see you do is maybe take a look, see if there's any insects that are around, you know, from the soil or anything. I don't think there will be. But kind of just cut it and kind of leave it. And when you're watering, maybe, you know, the water is going to be the rain itself is going to be a little bit of a tricky part. But maybe have it, you know, just covered with like a glass bottle or something glass over the top of it, so it still gets the sunlight, still gets some air to allow that to seal over if it's going to pour or if it's going to rain. But you kind of just leave it be. This, like I said, the pruning sealer is going to turn the top black. There's nothing really else that you can spray it with that I can think of at this time.
Okay, and how do I try to save the end that I cut off? Because the top has all kinds of new growth on it.
But so you're going to have to try to put it some rooting hormone and putting that in some soil and trying that way. I think that would work for you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.